Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And with 32 minutes to go, anything can happen. But one thing we know won't happen is that the New York Jets are telling teams that one guy who will not be available, according to Connor Hughes, is Garrett Wilson.
Good for the Jets.
Good for the Jets. Because you need to keep, I don't know, some talent.
Well, they're also kind of sneakily creating a pretty decent wide receiver room right now. Because we know Garrett, obviously. But forget Allen Lazard. He won't be here. But if Arian Smith turns into anything of a little bit, really good skill, had hand issues, catching issues. But I feel like Tyler Johnson had a good game last week. Isaiah Williams had a good game last week. John Mechie's a good player who's still waiting to find his way.
Got him in the Eagles trade from Michael Carter.
And then A.D. Mitchell, who was just underutilized because they have so many other weapons in Indianapolis. They could have a good receiver room all like that. Remember the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you throwing the ball to? Now you're saying you don't have enough balls to go around for some of these
guys.
Well,
I think what they're doing is, before I get that excited, is they're collecting potential.
Yes.
That's what I think they're doing.
Right.
And if they can hit on A.D. Mitchell or John Mechie or Arian Smith, who they drafted, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, not bad. Because I think with the surplus of picks they are now getting, they're probably going to draft another potential number one wide receiver in this upcoming draft. Because what they need to do, it is so freaking important with a young quarterback, is to surround them with as much talent as humanly possible.
Right.
That kid should be surrounded by a solid offensive line. They used a first-round pick on a left tackle, a right tackle, and both guys look pretty good.
And a center, right?
And a center.
Well, even though he's playing right guard now.
Right. So they need to protect this young quarterback.
No, he was second-round
pick. And give this man as many weapons as possible.
Right. Tippmann was second-round pick.
That's going to be the priority going into the future. So I'm glad that Garrett Wilson wouldn't be available. Plus, you know, I say a godfather offer. If they got two number ones for Ahmed Sauce Gardner, what would they have to get for Garrett Wilson?
I know.
Three number ones.
Who's consistently good by any measure. I'm talking statistically, but also fan measure. Like, by the fan measure, Garrett is great.
No doubt.
By the fan measure, Sauce was not.
888-808-1019, the number. Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. Great show. Listen, Ev, it sounds like you're talking it back a little bit, because when I made the phone call, I just had to get on you. I think you got to remember, and I know that you Jet fans, you know, you're damaged. I get it. But the whole thing is you celebrate the opportunity to make your team better. I mean, and that's exactly what they did. I mean, they're 1-7 with these guys. I mean,
Chris, they have not made their team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Better. They got draft picks, bro.
No, the opportunity. I said the opportunity to make the team better.
By the way, you're right about that, Chris. This is the opportunity to make your team better.
I'm not going to celebrate the opportunity to make them better. Do I agree with what they are doing as this day goes along? I understand it. I get it. Yes. I think when a team offers you as much as they offered you for Sauce Gardner and you're in this transition period and you really need a franchise quarterback, I get it. And I would have made the deal. It would have been very difficult to make that trade. Like, if I'm Darren Mooji and I get that phone call, and all of a sudden, because I'm not shopping Sauce Gardner, and that's what the reports have said. The Jets were not shopping him. And all of a sudden, I'm on that phone conversation. I had this in fantasy baseball this year. I really didn't want to trade Jackson Holliday, but one of the owners kept pushing it. They kept pushing it. They kept pushing it. And finally, I'm like, all right, screw it. I've taken advantage of you. Goodbye, Jackson Holliday.
I'm a loser.
And I made the trade. So I would assume if I was on this phone conversation and I get, we want Sauce. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on trading Sauce. And I get, well, we'll give you AD Mitchell. And it's like, okay, cute. I need more. I will give you a second round pick. No way. I'll give you a first round pick. All right, yeah, we're getting there, but not really. A first round pick and a fourth round pick. I'd say, no. Jeez. First round pick and a third
round
pick.
Why are you driving such a hard bargain?
Because I don't want to trade him. And I don't think the Jets necessarily wanted to trade him, but eventually you say yes.
Just put a Godfather offer out there. Give me two of your first over the next whatever years, and if not, go scratch.
And guess what? Okay. And the deal was made. Tito is in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. What's up, Tito?
So, Tiki, you're basically begging Evan to be insane, because it is the definition of insanity. For this to happen every 4 years, and us to say, this will be the... No. We have all these guys that are first-time coaches. The first-round picks, we don't know what Muzi's going to do. We have no idea if he knows how to pick a team. He's been a scout, great, but we've had that before. It's insanity. It's complete insanity to think that these first-round picks are worth anything whatsoever. I love you, Tiki, but Evan, I completely understand with you, because
Tito, how else are you building your team? Like, how else are you getting talented players on this team? Because you can't pay for them all. You can't free agent them
100%. 100%. But, like, the hope is not there for all us Jets fans. The hope was there 2 years ago. The hope was there 4 years before that. The hope was there, and there's no payoff whatsoever. The closest we got was Mark Sanchez and Testaverde before that. Like, that's the closest we got to anything paying off. And so why would Evan have any hope? He's also, like me, a Nets fan.
Right. So,
we suck.
Right, so
like,
we
had all
down.
These first-round picks, and we did nothing with that.
Hey,
the only thing I have going for me, opposite to Evan, is that I'm a Yankees fan. And
he's got that going for him.
Hey, that's a big opposite.
That's the thing about being a Jets fan or a Mets fan or a Nets fan. Usually, you don't pick all three losers. There's one that makes you feel better.
Right.
So, Sean...
That's for self-preservation reasons.
I guess so. So, our last caller's like, hey, I feel you, bro. It's the Jets and the Nets. But at least I picked the Yankees. Sean's like, I feel you on the Nets. But at least I picked the Yankees and the Giants at times. Like, when you pick the same loser teams, it's tough to have confidence. Plus, I want to throw something at you. And this is what really depresses me. I want to tell you something really, really depressing and also really impressive at the same time. I'm going to repeat a draft class. And how could you not tell me this is an amazing draft class? Are you ready?
I am.
Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall, Jeremy Ruckert, and even Michael Clemens, who still exists.
Right.
That was all in the same draft class. Joe Douglas hit a 3-run home run. Now, tell me again how many playoff games that's led to.
None.
Zero. So you can draft well,
right,
and it still doesn't pay off.
Well, that's because you missed on the one before.
Yes, that is very true.
The quarterback.
Yes, that is a very good point. And it shows you that the quarterback is so, so important.
I hate the fact that it's the case, but it is simply the case in the NFL. If you don't have a quarterback that's viable or a good leader or a catalyst, you're not winning.
So the moral of the story is, as many assets as the Jets have, it's the same boat they were in 6 hours ago. Yep. They better pick the right quarterback.
Right.
And yes, they're loaded with more weapons to pick the quarterback that they want. So if they do win a couple of games and finish with the fourth or fifth pick, they could either sit back and wait because they like where they're sitting, or they can use the assets to trade up. Hmm. You know who benefited greatly today without doing a damn thing?
Who?
The New York Football Giants.
Why?
Because you guys suck. I don't know if you really want to admit that or not. And there's a
not as bad as you.
There's still a chance that the Giants will actually lose more games than the Jets do. Mm. And if you're picking ahead of the New York Jets, you clearly don't need a quarterback.
Right.
The Jets may call you and
because
be like...
Because they're fearful that somebody else is going to call the Giants.
Right. Or they just need to move up. So it's possible that you may be the benefactor of these trades if you're in a spot ahead of the Jets that the Jets deem the spot they have to get to.
I love your thinking, but if I may, you need not one but two wins to officially pass the Giants without them winning another game. How are you doing that by trading Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner exactly?
Well, I'll start with Sauce Gardner. Without Sauce Gardner, they won a football game.
Okay.
I just want to start with that.
That's true.
You can't dispute that.
They gave up a ton of points, but they did win a football game.
Let's go to Joel in Kearney, New Jersey. What's up, Joel?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's good.
Just a crazy thinking over here with Breece Hall. Why not keep him in New York with the Giants? I don't think Tracy is going to, help Scatterball out next year. And
all
we
right.
don't know how.
Let's talk shop. Do you guys want, I mean, everything's for sale now, so let's have a negotiation. You guys want Breece?
I mean, I would love Breece, but I don't think that's going to ever happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.